When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, beautiful you, special you, another week, another show from stress to authentic success. I am talking specifically to you today because I just want to say to you that I do appreciate you. If you listen to this show, it means that you yourself are taking charge of your life, that you want to go from stress to authentic success, that you want to be inspired, motivated to be the best version of yourself. And I can only appreciate that and really congratulate you, because if that is what you are doing, really, you know, raising that awareness in yourself, that consciousness on how to better your life, on how to be the better version of yourself, I can only applaud you. And I know from experience that we are not validated and appreciated enough. And so I want to send you my appreciation and my confirmation to you that congratulations for everything you're doing for yourself. Listening to UK Health Radio is absolutely a thing that is going to better your life, because we in this, on this platform, have so much information and education for you, and it's up to you to do what you want with it. It's the same with today's show. I'm going to talk to a beautiful human being, a man that is behind Europe's largest business show, the London Business Show, and his name is Christian Yandel. And Christian Yandel is actually, he has built this incredible reputation and became a household name during his 20 plus years in the events industry. He has worked with brands all across the world. And as a chief executive officer, CEO, I believe, for four of the world's biggest business events, he has helped, can you imagine, helped more than 100,000 startups and small businesses, or small to medium even sized enterprises, to start and grow successful businesses just by attending these free exhibitions and conferences that he organizes. Now, you have to know that for me, the fact that it is free is to me already a plus. I mean, that is such a gift to go there and learn and be motivated and inspired by all these brands and all these business related educational workshops or stands or whatever it is. But I believe there's a lot to do there. And of course, in his spare time, I am sure that you will find Christian in his social life, because he loves, I think, Everton playing, but he is a dedicated family man. He spends a lot of time with his wife and his two children. And I am probably going to talk a little bit about that as well, how he is combining work-life balance. So we'll see where the interview goes. You know that I don't have upfront a certain series of questions. I always try to make those interviews as authentic as possible. And so I don't know where we're going to come, you know, end. But that's why after the interview, I will give you a little summary of the insights that I had from the interview. But I'm sure this is going to be an interesting conversation, as Christian Yandel is one of the biggest, I think, businessmen in the UK when you see what he is doing. So I believe it's going to be a really, really inspiring and interesting conversation. That is what we're going to have just now after this little break. But just to let you know, I just want to tell you that it's the first time that I see the colors here changing since 10 days now. You know, it was a long summer. We had in September and a part of October, we had about 23 degrees, 24 degrees, while normally it would be about 12, 15 degrees. And so that's what is happening now these days. And I just wanted to tell you that because I'm looking outside and seeing all these beautiful autumn colors. And I hope if you are in autumn, then I suppose you appreciate those colors as much as I do. If you are in the world somewhere where the spring is starting, because I lived in South Africa for, you know, more than 10 years, and I remember how it was in September, October, the spring was starting there. And so we were looking forward to run, you know, in our t-shirts and to really enjoy the sun and the blue skies. While here in autumn, you have this gray sky and it gives a different feeling. It gives a different atmosphere. But I just love those autumn colors. I just wanted to mention that because I'm looking outside when I'm talking to you. So I am all four seasons in our nature and in our life. I love the seasons. So I'm going to get back to you just now after this little break with an interview, with a beautiful connection, I hope, with Christian Yandel. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And I am excited today because here I am talking to a real, real businessman, I can call you, hey, Mr. Christian Yandel.
Hey, yes, I guess, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, welcome. I'm not sure what this interview is all going to be about because there's so many topics we can talk about, but give me a little personal story maybe first. How did you become this businessman who's leading the world's, largest business events, CEO, an amazing father, I believe, an amazing husband. So how do you do this? Tell me.
So, I mean, basically, I started off. I left school quite early. The academic side of life wasn't really my forte. I think it wasn't necessarily an intelligence thing. It's more a case of I just didn't have the application or the enjoyment of school. At the earliest possible opportunity, I wanted to get out and experience the real world and start earning money. And kind of just, I think that's important for a lot of people is that, there isn't the academic route, the traditional, school, college, university. I mean, it really isn't for everybody.
Yeah,
And it
true.
doesn't make you, it doesn't make you any less or better. And that at the time, and I'm going back to 30 years ago now, you were very much made to feel that, if you didn't follow that route, that you were doing things wrong, that you weren't as good as the other people, the other pupils or the people that were going through. And I'd love to, I definitely want everybody to know that actually there's lots of different routes to being successful and to get into a place which makes you happy. And I think the sooner that I think schools and universities are better now. I think they are adapting to the fact that perhaps that not everybody is actually is of a similar kind of learning level or want to follow the same path. So I think there's improvements, but I still think that that's something that we should still kind of recognise. So yeah, I think that was kind of how I started, and I was just keen to get out there and sort of learn on the job, And I started doing anything I could do really. So I worked in a garage doing parts department, and I became a roofer despite being petrified of heights. At the time it was the only job offer that was available, and I wanted to be working rather than not. So I just had to overcome my fears of getting up on a roof with lots of tiles and no
Wow.
nothing between me and the floor. But you do it, and it builds character, it builds experience. And I was never gonna, it was never my long-term objective. But yeah, so I did quite a few different kind of jobs where I was able to get involved without having any qualifications. And from there I ended up going to work for as a telesales operative but an insurance company, because again this is all unskilled work where people will give you an opportunity. I didn't have a fantastic CV with lots of qualifications, so I had to just try and find a route into to a career. Who I worked with in the call center ended up going and working for a publishing company, a very small publishing company. We used to publish a few small titles, localized sort of business news and trade publications. But we, one of the publications that we did that we launched, I guess, was this is how old I am. It was the internet was basically just becoming, sort of prominent. People were kind of thinking, well, actually, maybe this internet thing is here to stay, and perhaps we might be able to monetize it. And so we actually launched a hard copy. It was in WH Smith's. You pick it up in a newspaper, in your newspaper stand, called Internet Money, and it was how people could use it to monetize the internet. This was before, obviously, eBay and Amazon, et cetera. But we were kind of, we were trying to promote the fact that. But what quickly became apparent is that actually what we were preaching and actually we were writing about was that basically, people are going to stop reading magazines. People are going to stop wanting to, pick up. And I'm still surprised to this day, and I'm very happy about it. But the people still want a hard copy publication, and You know, I still, you know, I personally, if I get a flight or if I'm in a hotel, I still have a book or a magazine. Yes. You know, I still very much enjoy that tactile experience. But
of course.
But effectively, we were kind of writing, you know, every day we were looking at this and going, guys, we're kind of, you know, we're sort of predicting the future of the, you know, publishing here. And we might need to pivot somewhat and adapt. So I had a meeting. At this point, I was just on the sales side. I was just doing sales on advertising. But I went to the then CEO of the publishing company and said, how about we look at live events? Because actually, it's only a couple of degrees away from publishing a magazine. I mean, effectively, you have your topic, you have, you know, your target audience. The advertisers become exhibitors, mm-hmm. and you actually get to speak to people face to face. And the one thing I was certain of was that no matter what happened with the advent of the internet and progression, that people were always going to want to do business face to face. In any mm-hmm. in any walk of life,
people need connection. It's one of our basic needs.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, if you're going to get into a long term business, even a short term business relationship with somebody, if you're going to make a purchase from somebody, you know, sitting with somebody, talking it through, gaining that trust, realizing that mm-hmm. this is somebody that I would like to do business with, that I can trust, that I've got a connection with. That's never going to change. And, mm-hmm. and thankfully, you know, that hasn't changed. In fact, it's gone from strength to strength.
Yes.
Exhibitions have, you know, there was a lot of doom and gloom, and everyone said that, you know, perhaps it was going to go the same way as publishing and it was going to, mm-hmm. you know, retract. But no, it just meant that there was more of an appetite. And, you know, if you look at the exhibition industry as a whole, it's never been healthier. It's never mm-hmm. been healthier. You know, the attendees, the numbers, you know, they're up considerably year on year. So
can you tell me, because let's go a little bit to the stress that goes with this. As a, you know, as a CEO, what stress are you facing? Because I'm sure, first of all, there's your work-life balance. I mean, that's my expertise, you know, to combine it all and to manage it all, to manage the stress as much in your social life, as your business life, as your personal life, and that kind of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I can certainly tell you the situation as to I'm certainly not the person to be able to tell you how to deal with it, because I certainly haven't found that balance yet. I'm striving.
Maybe you need a guy to do that with you.
Do you know anyone?
Yeah. It's interesting to hear what a business guy of such a caliber like you, you know, how do you experience and manage your stress?
So I think on a personal level, so I think, you know, I've got three children, two of which are 17 and 18 now. So they kind of are out of the, you know, the sphere. They don't need me as much as they once did. Even when I'm there, they don't particularly engage, but I think that's teenagers. And I've got an 11-year-old as well, who, you know, obviously is in a different place altogether. And, you know, I still enjoy, you know, watching and playing football, and, you know, he's the one that will check up when I'm actually going to be home, and so on and so forth. Mm. So I've got a bit of a spread there, but I, a lot of the stuff that I do is all target. I mean, I'm at the end of the day, if the business is profitable, the buck stops with me, you know. So every day, no matter what event, and we've got, you know, 20, 30 events around the world at any one time. But I can never stop thinking about, you know, has this happened? Is this department doing it? Is everybody, because I need, you know, I think where I struggled initially was that I tried to be in every single department. I wanted yes. to be, I could only trust myself.
The octopus.
Yeah, you know, I've got some amazing employees, but yeah, me sort of relinquishing that kind of, will they do it to the same level or the same standard? Well, you know, that's what I really struggled. And I was running about trying to be, you know, check this, double check this. And, you know, I had to find a place where I could, in order to just be able to sleep at night, I had to find a place where I had to just say, look, you know, these are good people. These are people that I have to trust and I need to trust. And perhaps there may be mistakes because they haven't been doing it for 25 years. But hey, you know, that's they're going to learn from that. They're going to grow from that. So I think probably the biggest change in terms of, you know, the stress levels recently has been me learning to relinquish some of that kind of responsibility, I guess. You know, as the business has grown, I've got, you know, it's impossible, it's impractical. And in fact, I'm probably hindering the business by trying to, you know, do it all myself. But
it's often, Christian, about letting go instead of keeping control, but still having a level of a feeling of that you are in the driver's seat still, but letting go, is that it?
Yeah, I think so, because obviously I grew this business from, you know, five people originally to, you know, a few hundred people around the world now. And I've always, you know, in the to get it where it is. And this isn't me trying to claim that I'm solely responsible for it, because I'm not at all. I've got, as I say, I've got some amazing people that I've worked with and talented people that I couldn't have done this without. But the transition from a small business owner into a large group has been, you know, it's a completely different thing. I mean, just because you run a small, you know, I class myself as an expert in the events industry.
Of course.
But it's a very, very different proposition. And obviously, as we expanded globally, it meant that I'm spending way more time abroad, away from my family.
Yes. In an aeroplane.
On a plane, you know, and doing events in Singapore and LA, and, you know, so, but I'm, now again, I'd be interested, I'd love for somebody to help me understand that. I don't know which way round it is, but I suffer from jet lag, I think, more than most people I know. But equally, is that because I'm always traveling to an exhibition, which is where my stress is at its highest possible level, because I'm worried about when the doors open, are the visitors going to come? Are we going to deliver what we said for our exhibitors? And so that's the world I live in currently. And I got back from LA coming up for, well, just over 2 weeks ago. I was there for two shows back to back, the business show, which we took there for the first time this year. And great shows, extremely successful. So I should have been happy and stress free. But I think the two nights ago was the first night I actually got a reasonable night's sleep since coming back. And that I get stuck in a perpetual cycle of,
it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I really do struggle with that. The sleep side of things has always been an issue for me. And I think that's very much stress related. But if you add in long haul travel to that.
Of course. So your whole biorhythm that is disturbed every time again and again. Now, can you tell me, because in your business events, which is quite, I'm not laughing about it, but you are actually giving people, business owners and people, actually the formula for the well-being of their, isn't it? Is the well-being a big part of your show?
It is. But thankfully, I'm an expert in exhibitions, but we have experts in that field speak at events and do the math. So I wouldn't ever profess to because I'm the opposite of being an expert in terms of obviously stress management. But yes, we have some unbelievable, you know, businesses and individuals that are experts on employee well-being, and so, you know, obviously and not just, you know, again, that's important, is to look at a lot of people in my position put a lot of emphasis on employee well-being, and rightly so. But you do need to start with yourself in order to make it efficient.
That's what I wanted to say. It's not that you're an expert in it, but it's really remarkable that you are doing everything you can to put that in your business events. And even I believe I read something about a working from home kind of course or workshop, or can you tell us a little bit about that? Because with COVID, there was a lot of working from home, and now it's changing again. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we added this. We call it a zone originally. It's like a zone of the overall event, because the business show in London's huge event. It has 700 plus exhibitors, and you know, and there's, there's everything you would need. I mean, there's a, you know, there's 350 seminars and workshops. So there's a, you know, it's kind of huge. Everything you need to start or grow a business under one roof in 2 days. So we were very conscious. What we try and do is always make sure that we've got the most relevant information for that year. So obviously, you know, a couple of years back, you know, as we came out of COVID, home working was obviously, yes, as we all know, was well, the majority of the population was still doing. So, but obviously that comes with a lot of pitfalls. There's lots of benefits, of course, but, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls. And one of them is very much stress and mental health. And, you know, I mean, I'm lucky to have been at home and have my family around me during that time. I know certainly a lot of my employees who are young professionals in their 20s that live in a, you know, an apartment with no garden, no family around
them. I know.
You know, and that's a very different world to be working from home, you know, because you're going from your bed to work back to your bed without really, you know. So so from personal experience, I knew that that was an issue for a lot of people. But, you know, we knew that there was a lot of experts and there were a lot of people that were out there that could, you know, help people to, you know, it's even, you know, very basic advice, like, you know, making sure that you set up an office space, even if it's a desk or a table and chairs, that you clearly define as a workspace, you know, so you it may be that it's just a corner of your bedroom or whatever it is. And you take that opportunity to, even to the point that people were going for a 20-30 minute walk in the morning prior to sitting down at the desk to, you know, replicate commuting almost, you know, so that they had that way of so it became really interesting to me. I mean, you know, as I say, the whole sort of you know, and obviously everyone's kind of learning as well. I mean, I know, you know, people were working from home before the pandemic, of course, but certainly, you know, a lot of people kind of sort of learning, evolving and seeing what stresses and strains this was providing to people. So that's obviously became a real prominent topic amongst small businesses, and therefore we have a dedicated area which again there's around about 80 to 100 exhibitors that specialize in helping people to work from it, from you know, the ergonomics of office furniture through to, you know, actual stress management and you know, and
but put into Christian, what I read, and I just want to go into that, what I was reading was, what I found very interesting was that now that we do part-time office, part-time home, that you can see in the well-being of people that they actually are happier when they can go back to the office. While one would think, oh, I'm working from home, luxury, I'm half in my pajamas, I'm relaxed. But no, the going out of the home and the going into the office and having probably also that human connection again, that life connection, and that's remarkable, that isn't it for you? Wasn't that an eye-opener?
It really was, because I think in the sort of early stages, I had lots of conversations with other business owners, and we were very much of the opinion that, you know, we don't think this is going to come back. I don't think the office environment as we knew it, you know, I think if you'd have asked most people whether they felt their workforce would be wanting to and would come back into an office environment again, I think probably, you know, I would have said not. So I was really pleased that you know, that people kind of, you know, originally it went from kind of home working to then a hybrid model. You know, and like, I know a lot of people still do that, and I think maybe that works for a lot of people, is that flexibility. But the need for people to want to collaborate and to have that human interaction, to have, you know, to be able to bounce off of your colleagues, and you know, the productivity from our perspective is completely different when people are in the office. And I didn't want to dictate that. I wanted it to be a natural, like, people coming back to it. And as I say, I didn't know whether they would, but I was an eye opener, and I'm really pleased as a business owner that, you know, we have this collaborative workspace where 99% of the people prefer, absolutely, and they've taken the, you know, choice to be back in that environment. And I think it's extremely, you know, it's extremely pleasing, because I think you know, from a business owner's perspective, it's much easier to be able And obviously, a lot of our stuff is sales and it's international sales. So just being able to work together and bounce off each other in an instant. Because I'll tell you, you know, when I was working from home, you know, when everything was locked down, the biggest issue was that effectively, if I'm sat in my office, people can literally pop their head in and say, hey,
yeah,
can
I
just
agree.
Get that turned into a phone call, which then turns into a half an hour phone call, which ultimately would have been a 30 second quick decision, move on. So I'm spending all of my time just fielding phone calls, as opposed to just, you know, being able to be quite fluid and make decisions and make things work. So yeah.
I'm going to ask you another personal question, but I think it's important. What is your biggest stress lesson? What have you learned out of, you know, having all these business events and all these things? I'm sure you have. Or is there something that you live by, that you, an insight, something that, yeah, that's my question.
I guess that's a good question. It's a tricky question. I think one of the big lessons, other than trusting the people around you and accepting mistakes will happen, that's one. But I think props also, it's not worrying about the things that are outside of your control. It's, you know, I think I can't remember who told me or when it, how it came about. I may have even read about it, but it's, you know, an acceptance of there are certain things that you just cannot control, and actually worrying about them and stressing about them, what's the benefit? I mean, you know, there's only a downside to doing that. You know, you kind of have to tell yourself, look, ultimately that part, it is what it is. It will play out the way it is. You have no influence over it. So therefore, let it go. Stop worrying about it, you know, because all you're going to do is make yourself unwell and add more stress. And, you know,
I tell you, because it's so obvious that we all worry, you know, worrying, like you were saying, in your head, you are thinking at night about, you know, the next morning when the doors are going to open, all that kind of thing. But worrying has never ever helped us in our lives. You know, I found that always very insightful to realize that what is the worrying helping you for? You know, it can't help you. It's only putting you in contraction. And can you see what I'm saying? So I find that so interesting what you're saying, because I believe in your business events and the magnitude of your business and all that. I think you have a million worries a day that you could focus on, is it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's the problem. If you worry about the things that you can't influence, and your example of the night before an exhibition, you know, we've got, say, 20,000 people, they've all registered for a ticket. I mean, I can't go and collect them and drive them all to the exhibition and make sure that, you know, nothing happens that's going to distract them from the exhibition. So why am I staying awake worrying about, are they going to show up to the edge? We've done, what I should be doing is saying, okay, did we do everything we could to make sure that the audience was there? If the answer is yes, then I need to the morning will be what it is. You know, the visitors will come, and they don't, you know, they always do. And it's always a great affair. So again, you know, you'd think after 20 years that I would have learned that lesson earlier, but you know, hey, we are where we are. So, but yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, and what all you're doing is you're taking away the capacity to actually deal with and work on stuff that you can influence.
Yes, I agree. It takes you away from your expansion, from, you know, from seeing the opportunities and the positive. It takes you into that contraction and into that negative kind of perception, you know, ooh, I hope this, ooh, maybe that, you know, it's so beautiful. Once somebody, you can see that somebody has gained that insight about worrying. It's in my book, by the way, you know, it's this whole little thing on that. Now, Christian, if you want to give an advice to it doesn't have to be a startup or any business professional or anyone, entrepreneur, business owner, can you tell a little advice that comes from your 25 years experience, whatever it is?
Yeah, I think to, you know, coming back to my original point about the academic side of things, and I think a lot of talent goes to waste because people don't give people an opportunity. I think my biggest, and just because of personal experience, as I said, is that don't judge people purely on CVs and previous history. I think I've built a business with people that I'm not sure that your traditional kind of PLC kind of standardized formats would have necessarily got in the door, which is very much their loss and my gain, because I've always judged people on how I find them, what in that initial sort of interaction, that interview I've unearthed so many talented people that have made my business successful that, like I say, if I'd have done the traditional, it was expected of me to look for when I'm interviewing, I'm looking at a CV, these people, honestly, they wouldn't even got through the door. But because of my own experience, I very much try and give everybody an opportunity. And just because somebody, doesn't look correct on paper, if they've got the attitude, the drive, I would switch that in a heartbeat for somebody that I've got marketeers here that came to me that have never had a day's worth of marketing experience in their life. They are genuinely, some of these guys are they're head and shoulders above people who have gone through the whole degree and market, because they're real word marketeers now. They're people that have been there and done it. But the reason that they're, that they're as good as they are is because of their ambition, their drive, their appetite.
It's the attitude, it's the mindset. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, now, but they like working. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, I just, because we're running, time is going fast, Christian. So sure. I just want to ask the question about authentic success, because this show is called From Stress to Authentic Success. So you have lived, you have gone through a whole evolution, a whole growth process when you see today who you are. What is, if I ask you that question, it's maybe to finish off, what is to you authentic success? And do you feel you are living it? What is authentic success? If I say that term, what is that to you? What does that mean for you?
I think the problem I have with that is that if you asked me 5 years ago what I wanted to be and where I wanted to be, then have I achieved that? Yes. But when you arrive at that place, I don't feel like I've arrived or I have achieved what I want, and therefore I'm always looking further down the road. So, yeah, it's a really difficult one, because no, I haven't achieved what I want. I mean,
it's the journey anyway. It's not about achieving it, but I'm just asking you, because the authentic, when what I see in you is you have the outside success. You've fulfilled your purpose. You are doing what you love. That's already a part of authentic success. But the authenticity means, being true to yourself and really going for what you believe, your own needs also. You prioritize your own needs, your own feelings, your own. And is that possible in this business world that you are in? Is it possible to be your authentic self, to stay true to yourself?
I think so.
Great. I'm great to hear that.
I think so. Yeah. Is it difficult? And you do find yourself perhaps questioning sometimes, whether that is the case, and whether you are necessarily doing what you believe to be the right, the right thing all of the time. But I think, again, it's that thing where if that's what you're striving for, if that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to do what you believe in and what you believe to be the right thing, and you listen to others and you take advice. Yeah, I mean, the perfection or the end result, I don't know whether that ever comes. I really don't.
It's the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're on a great journey and we're doing great things. And, I guess I'm hoping I'll know when I'm kind of at a place where I feel like I've achieved everything I want to achieve. I hope so that I can get some peace. But I'm enjoying it. I mean, yes, work hard. And as we've said, it's very stressful. And there's periods where I wish, You know, I could sort of disappear to bed and not have to worry about anything for a week or so. And but I mean, you know, I get out of bed every day and I get ready and I enjoy
pleasure.
Looking
forward to it. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess until that changes, then I'm going to keep on doing what I do.
Is there a quote that you live by to finish off? Is there a quote, a statement, something that you have, I don't know, into your home, into your car, something into your journal and to your agenda, a quote or something that you live by?
Honestly, no. I think my mantra is that hard work beats talent. You know, I think that's something that I've always lived by, but that's, but no, not particularly. I'll be completely honest. Maybe I should, maybe I need one. I don't know. Another of my biggest issues is that my memory is next to useless. You know, I hear lots of, you know, lots of amazing, you know, I work and speak to network with a lot of amazing business leaders, and I take lots of inspiration and certainly lots of help and advice from people who are, you know, have been there and done it. But yeah, as I say, unfortunately, you know, for
that's
me,
okay.
To put stuff back
it
is,
was just a question. It's just,
yeah,
you know, and maybe it's a little tip for you because, you know, it's nice to have, I feel in my environment and in our business, in our branch, I would say, you know, with the tribe, quotes and little, you know, sometimes ancient things from the Toltecs or the Inca or the, whatever. It can be ancient and it can be a modern, you know, little quote that speaks to you and that, guides you through something, you know, to your journey.
Do you have one that you particularly use? Can I ask?
I have a big one that is actually here on my wall is if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, from Wayne Dyer. And I just find I almost use it every day. You know, it's one of the, because it's true. If you change your perception, the way you look at things, talking about the worries, it is so true that, you know, if you change the way you look at something, that something changes completely. It's all about energy. So let's finish off. Thank you so much, Christian, for, you know, being the big business guy who talks about his personal and business life. Thank you so much for this interaction. And I'll come back to the audience just now.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Wow, that was a different kind of conversation. Well, I have to say, I couldn't stop the man when he was talking in the beginning about his story on how he became who he became. And I loved it when he was saying that I really liked that when he was talking about the fact that we need to give everybody a chance, because he was a guy that didn't do the normal studies, that, you know, it's so important not to judge people on their CVs, because then you get a lot of talent that is wasted. And probably Christian has that talent that you can't see in the classical studies, of course, you know. So I am so proud of him that he went his own way and that he did what he did, because it's like almost a self-made man. He became a really big business guy in the UK, but doing it its own way, trying all sorts of things and becoming a salesperson. And I think it was actually quite an interesting story. And then when you ask him what for him was important was becoming the businessman that he became, and that his company was growing, it was so important for him. And I really believe that's a very good point, to start letting go, to trust the people. You can't be the octopus. You can't do everything in business. Even I feel that in my environment, I can't do everything. So it's so important to be able to delegate and to trust that people can do the job as well as you can. And so that I found is really interesting, to trust and let go of the control of so many things that you can't be responsible for everything. So that was for me a big insight. And also the acceptance of what is. I mean, it is what it is. Often, even if there's mistakes happening, even if it doesn't work out the way we want to, it is not the worrying about things that is going to help you. There needs to be a sort of acceptance, a sort of stop worrying, stop living in your head and go and feel. I think that's really, really important. And so trust the people around you. Surround yourself with good people that you can trust, because it is, if you want to scale your business, I think it is one of the biggest things that you can do. And so that will relieve you of a lot of stress. And what I found also important when he was talking about jet lag and about sleep, wasn't it interesting how he suffers from jet lag, and how he says that sleep is so important to him, which is, of course, sleep is one of the basic principles in self-care. Sleep is important, but yeah, it becomes a vicious cycle if you have a chronic sleeping problem. And what I found also interesting is that he was talking about personal connection. I forgot to mention that. It was somewhere in the beginning where we were talking about how people still love books and magazine. We like the personal connection. We like the life events. I still do. As much as I love working in Zoom calls and everything that goes with that, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to help people abroad and people on the other side of the world. And so I wouldn't be able to talk to you. But life events, life connection still has a different depth, a different, dimension, I would say. And so, yes, indeed, I'm not surprised that those live events are so successful. And so, it was interesting to hear that people are happier to come to the office. That links to that connection. People miss the human connection if they work all the time from home. I'm lucky. I work from home, but I have people coming here. I have people in Zoom. I sometimes go and speak in front of people. I'm giving a workshop. I still have a lot of possibilities and opportunities to connect with people live. And it's true that it is an important part. We human beings need connection. As much as I can tell you that when I do a coaching session or through Zoom, I feel a huge connection with people, but of course the life connection is still something different. And in our social life, we do need that life connection. We do need to get to know, trust, and that's actually one of the basic things, the basic needs is connection, is being seen, heard, understood, and loved. That's where the connection leads us. You know, to connect means to listen to each other, to see each other, to hear each other, to understand each other. So I really think that was a really important one. And at the end, when he was saying the mantra about hard work beats talent, I still have to think a little bit about that one. I don't know how you think about that one, but for me, the hard work, if you spell hard with a D at the end, then that hard work, it pays off and it beats talent probably. But to me, it's all to do with no sacrifice. You can work hard, but not sacrifice yourself and your well-being, and work from your heart with a H-E-A-R-T, heart. That is for me. So go from heart with a D to heart with a T. That is an essential message that I want to give. And I could feel that Christian Yandel was really working from his heart. You can feel it in everything he says. So he wouldn't be the big businessman if he didn't do it this, you know, from the love, from out of love and out of his own mission and talent. So I really appreciated this conversation, and I trust that Christian will take care of himself, not sacrifice his own health in this, because he's helping so many people all over the world. So thank you so much again, Christian Yandel, for this conversation. And if anyone wants to listen to it again on Listen on Demand, please go to ukhealthradio.com and listen on demand, or you can find us on all podcast platforms. If you want to follow me on Instagram, feel free. On LinkedIn, I'm always there. I appreciate you. I send you all my love for the next week to come, and I will see you the week after. Thank you so much, and bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.